This is Amid Yomi Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Mem Dalid Amid Beis. We pick it up in the bottom of Mem Dalid Amid Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda Marap Mita a bet Sheyichadol Lemois that is designated for cash for money. Aser Litaltzla. You're not allowed to move that bed on Shabbos. And of course, this is going to be similar to a kiss that's miyachid l'mois, or anything that's miyachid for mois. For the simple reason is, money is the highest level of muksa. It's intrinsically muksa. There is no usage for it on Shabbos. And therefore, the item that is designated purposely for that item, for something that is muksa, will as well be muksa. Asks the Gemara Meisir of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Metal Ner Chadash Avlo Yashan. We see you're allowed to move a Ner Chadash, even though a Ner, a candle, seemingly as well as something that has been designated for a usage which is intrinsically Moksa. Yet it is not allowed to not be used. So when Tamita Sheyichadol Lemois, the mere Yichod, the mere designation, should not cause any problem. We turn over to Mem Dalim and Beis and explains the Gemara. The candle's created for this, and yet what's the halacha? A ner chadosh, which is ki lo yidlika b'shari l'taltula. It hasn't yet been lit yet. You're allowed to move it. So I ask the Gemara, Mita, in our case of the bed, l'halacha avida. Even though it was made for this purpose, lo kol shekein, as well should have the same halacha, and you should be allowed to move it. So why did the Braisa teach us that a mita sheyichadol lemois that was merely designated, you're not allowed to use it? Says the Gemara, you're right, three lines down, mem dalet amibayz ali itmar hachi itmar amar av yudam araf, mita sheyichadol lemois, a bed that is designated for money, hiniach lemois aslataltal. Once you put money on it, once it's used for its designated purpose, then if you have not yet used it, then excuse me. But now let's say it wasn't even designated for money. Then Yeshalel, then it depends upon practically at this moment, is there actually money on it? Yeshalel Mois Aslatalta, and Alel Mois Motalatalta. But of course, the very important caveat, which by now we should be familiar with, Shalo Yalel Binash Shemashas, because if there was money upon it, Binash Shemashas, and the entirety of Binash Shemashas, that block of time it was Muksa, was not allowed to be moved, then it remains that way throughout the duration of Shabbos. However, if it was not on for the duration of Bein HaShemashais, then the halacha is, if it's not yichad for that, it's not designated for that, then it depends practically, is the money currently on it or not. Continues the Gemara, Amar Ula. Says Ula, Masiv Rav Elazar. Asks Rav Elazar, and this is going to be based upon the fact that this rule that something that begins as muksa stays as muksa. Master Rav Elazar, the famous mukhli, one of the more complicated areas in Hilchos Muksa. But a mukhli is literally a wheel. Mukhli shalah, it's a wheel. When the wheel is able to be removed, ein chiber la. It's a wheel of a wagon. If it could be removed, it's not considered la locha attached to the wagon. Veinim dedesima, and it's not measured with the wagon when you have to figure out the size of it. Vein natalzima boila meis, and it's not going to be saved in this situation of oil ameis, meaning it's a separate entity. You're not allowed to drag it when there's money on it. What's the obvious implication? When there's actually cash on it, then you cannot drag it. But if there's no cash upon it, this mochni, this wheel of the wagon, you're allowed to move. Even though seemingly, so this braisa Sounds like we have a wheel. We have a part of an item. So part number one is that it has its own, if it's able to be moved, removed, then it has its own set of halachas. It's not considered as part of the larger item. If it can't be removed, then not. But said the b'raisa, it's dependent upon if there's actual money. Seemingly, even if it was there, bein hashemashes, it would not be a problem. Says the Gemara, two lines to the bottom, Ahi, Rabbi Shimini. That's Rabbi Shimon, the last lay mooks of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, Sfira Le, excuse me, Virav. Virav, Rabbi Yehuda, Sfira Le, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there is muksa. And that's the reason why once there's going to be muksa on there on Erev Shabbos, Beinash Mashais, will remain muksa for the duration of Shabbos. So we continue on the top of Memhei Amid Aleph. So one more line to wrap it up. Says the Gemara, what we just said, the Rav holds of Rav Yehuda, that there are dinei muksa, that if something is here bein hashmash as it remains muksa, is logical. Said Rav, we can place a ner on a dekel, a palm tree on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to on Yontif. So he, I'm Rabbi Shlomo de Rav Kervi de Sfirlei, that once something is Moksa bein Hashmash, as it remains Moksa, I know the Shani lo bein Shabbos li Yomtif. So we understand now the chilek between Shabbos and Yomtif. Eli Amr Kerv Shem and Sfirlei, Mali Shabbos, Mali Yomtif. It makes no difference. Just like you're not going to leave a burning light on a tree on Shabbos as well as on Yomtif. Why? There should be no difference because, according to Rav Shimon, there's no muksa. According to Rav Shimon, once the flame goes out, you'll be allowed to move it off of the tree, whether it's Shabbos or Yom. Ask the Gemara 1 second. V'rav k'rviyud esfirlei v'abayim yinei d'rav. Well, you know the Rav asked. Malot altul ishragin did chanukah makvi chaburi b'shabbat. You let him move a menorah away from the chabare, the evil, the bad people on Shabbos. And Rav says it's proper to do that. What do you mean? So we see that after the flame goes out, Rav, yes, allows you to move the menorah. Ah, if he holds like Rav Yehuda, it should be moksa. Shasat chak shiny. Tamli Rav Kanav, Rav Ashi, the Rav, Achi, Elchza. Is this really the halacha, Rav, like Rav Yehuda, that you're allowed to move the menorah once light goes out? And Amr Lui said, no. Kedah. Rav Shimon, the famous line. We have the vibes of Lab Gebaimer in there already. Rav Shimon, Rajmi, Kedai, Lisbach Lab Bishasatchak. So Rav, Bishasatchak allow them to move the menorah. But Be'etzem, he passes like Rav Yehuda that even after the light goes out, since it was Muksa bein Hashmashas, it remains Muksa for the duration of Shabbos.